The federal government has sent a letter demanding part of Oklahoma's $270 million settlement with drug maker Purdue Pharma. Oklahoma had filed a lawsuit over the company's role in the state's opioid epidemic. State Impact's Jackie Fortier spoke with John Cogan, a University of Connecticut law professor, about how Oklahoma can respond and if they'll have to pay up.
Before we get into the details, let's go over the big picture. Medicaid is a health insurance program for poor and disabled people. It's paid for by both the state and the federal government, but some states get more help than others. John, how does Medicaid accounting normally work between the state and the federal government?
The federal government pays a large portion of the Medicaid funds. So in the case of Oklahoma, it's currently about two-thirds of Medicaid funds are paid by the federal government. So the federal government makes quarterly payments based upon claims data submitted by the states. If an overpayment has been determined, then that money is recouped or set off against current payments. So there's a constant sort of truing up of the federal Medicaid payments to the states.
In March, Oklahoma settled with Purdue Pharmaceuticals for $270 million. Now, one of the claims that the state made against the company was Medicaid fraud. They said that they had committed it. Now, the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, also known as CMS, has sent a letter to Oklahoma. What is CMS asking for?
The letter asks Oklahoma to submit all the documents that they provided to the Attorney General related to Medicaid claims that they think were paid fraudulently because of the activities of Purdue.
They're asking for more information, but the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services also says that it's entitled to some of the Purdue settlement money because the state relied on decades of Medicaid claims data to help determine the amount of opioid-related damages. John, is this something that the state's lawyers should have seen coming?
They absolutely should have seen it coming. The state of Oklahoma, just like every other state, has to true up with Medicaid, you know, every quarter. In addition, it's pretty clear that if there are any lawsuits based on fraud that the state engages in, the federal portion has to be paid back to CMS. So the state should have known this. Oklahoma should have known this.
But Oklahoma doesn't have the money. The bulk of the $270 million settlement is supposed to go to Oklahoma State University to fund an addiction treatment and research center that was part of the settlement. The rest went to local governments and to pay the lawyers. Does it matter that the money was never in the state's general revenue fund?
It doesn't matter if the money never went into the general revenues. If Oklahoma received money based upon fraudulent Medicaid claims, it doesn't matter how Oklahoma allocated that money. CMS is entitled to its share.
When Oklahoma settled with Purdue Pharma, the drug company didn't admit guilt. They never said that they had committed Medicaid fraud. Does the federal government still have a claim to the portion of the money without that admission of guilt?
Most settlement agreements include language where no one admits any guilt. That never stops the federal government from collecting its share. If the damages were based upon Medicaid claims, and in this case, they were, CMS is entitled to its share.
So, John, what happens if Oklahoma refuses to give the federal government its share of the Purdue settlement?
CMS will simply withhold the amount of overpayments from their ongoing Medicaid payments. Remember, the federal government pays two-thirds of all Medicaid payments. There's a lot of money for them to withhold. Oklahoma could simply settle the matter like any other parties in litigation. If Oklahoma owes a large amount of money and they don't want to risk losing it all in settlement and CMS has some doubts about its ability to prevail on appeal, they may settle for a lower amount. And then that lower amount can be paid back over time. They can settle it. They can litigate it. They can't ignore it. That's the bottom line.
That was John Cogan, a law professor at the University of Connecticut. Federal officials want Oklahoma to tally up the federal government's portion of the Purdue settlement. The state has until mid-October to respond. For State Impact, I'm Jackie Fortier.